Okay, and the part of the fireplace that comes up outside the house?
Chimney.
All right, and the part of the fireplace that, but really it's part of the room in front of the fireplace people used to cook on it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you call
it? Hearth. Hearth.
All right.
Yeah, hearth.
Is one an older term than the other? Which do you say now?
The hearth, I think.
Okay, did your mother call it something else?
I don't think she did.
All right, that's fine. Did you ever build a fire or watch anyone build a fire in this fireplace?
Yeah.
How did they do it? How did you start?
Oh, well, you had some, a kindling or lighter, you know. I bet you, have you ever caught it? But anyway, we'd have a lighter, you know, you'd cut it up into splinters and you'd start that fire with those and then put your oak wood on. There's nothing like a good old fire. And I use my fireplace in the wintertime now.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Does it put out a good bit of heat?
Oh, yeah. Keep your whole house warm.
Will it?
And one good thing about when you have a fireplace, fire going in your fireplace. Now, if I have one, it's nobody here, it's just me. Well, I burn this heater back here, and I keep the rest of my house all closed off, but it causes my bedroom to sweat. And when you've got a fireplace, not any of your house ever sweats.
Hmm.
I don't know why. Well, I guess you keep it shut up, you know, when you're burning a heater, gas heater.
I guess that's true. You mean the windows?
Yeah, they're just sweat.
My goodness. Let's see now, you mentioned the lighter. What kind of wood was the lighter?
Well, it was pine.
All right. And what you laid your wood on in the fireplace?
Dog irons. Oh, that's what we call them. We call them anirons now. We always call them dog irons.
And there's a big round piece of wood that you put in. There's one big piece of wood.
In the back log.
All right. And there's sometimes a piece of wood, you know, up on the fireplace where you set flowers or a cloth.
A mantle.
All right. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Soot.
All right. Did you ever hear that called smut?
Yeah.
Which?
Oh, I think it's... Well, now they call it soot, but it was always smut when I was a kid.
All right. And after the wood is burned, what do you have left in the bottom?
Ashes.
All right. Right now you're sitting in a...
Rocking chair.
All right. See, some of them are kind of dumb questions, so they seem to... you would call this what?
A sofa.
All right. Is there anything else that...
Couch.
Are they different?
They're practically the same. Now this one opens out and makes a bed. Now my other one in the living room, it doesn't.
Have you ever heard the term doofo? Or something like it?
No.
I've run across this with some black families. They say it's a doofo. And I wondered if that was a brand name or something, you know. It's a little hard to understand.
I don't know why. I've never heard that. But you know, now they can tell you some funny things, can't they?
Yes.
Well, when my daddy was living, we always, you know, had colored people work for us. That's a lot of people, you know. They say, "Oh, I'm scared to death of colored people." I said, "I'm not." I said, "I've been with them all my life, and they're all just as nice to me as they can be."
I imagine they are. Of course, the gentleman down there knew right away
Yeah.
who you were. And uh-huh. Walked out to the road to make sure I knew exactly where I was going. Do they prefer in this area to be called Negroes or colored people or black people? Or
well,
what do you think what should be said?
Now then, they want to be called black man or black woman, but used to... We never did call them Negroes. We called them colored people because we thought they liked that better. Mm-hmm. But I tell you now, one time over here a couple of years ago, I had some friends that run a store downtown, and I was in there. And one old lady come in, colored person,